So apparently, today it's possible to divorce your parents. Did you know about that?
I've heard about it, yes. Recently, I was watching the television when I was getting ready for work, and there was a woman on one of the breakfast television programmes talking about her son who had divorced her because there was some guy on the internet who he'd been in communication with, and he, according to her, he'd encouraged this boy to divorce his mother.
Is it all about child rights, do you think? Do children have the right to do that? Or do you think it's completely ridiculous?
I think the boy was old enough to leave home. I think he was over 16. I don't think it's about child rights. I think children do have rights, yes, but I don't think that was about child rights. It sounded a bit strange to me. It sounded like some guy almost like he was some kind of cult thing.
Right.
Trying to influence children to leave their parents because, according to him, just because your parents had born you, it didn't give them the right to own you. It was some kind of...
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'd heard a similar thing as well. But they have no right over you.
That's right.
And if you didn't want them to have anything to do with you, you could actually... you could follow a process through court.
That's right. I don't think they'd got on for a little while, but... lots of teenagers don't get on with their parents. And maybe just at the right time he found this guy on the internet and he seemed to say all the right things to him. I kind of feel it's a little bit like he was preying on the boy rather than the other way around. That if you find somebody who's vulnerable, you can influence them in all sorts of ways.
As far as children are concerned, what do you say children's rights are? Do you think it's rights to go to school, rights to freedom? What would you say that, as a child, you have a right to?
Depends what country you're talking about, really, doesn't it? Because in England, I would think most children, and not all, obviously, but most children have basic rights, like the right to an education, right to a head over their house over their head, clothes, the right to safety. You talk about other countries, they don't even have those basic rights. They don't even have food in some countries, so it's all relative to where you live, really, isn't it?
And who do you think should be there to defend those rights?
To defend a child's rights? Well, as a parent, I would say that most parents would take that role initially.
And if the parents aren't present or the parents aren't fulfilling that role?
Then someone in some role of authority needs to be able to step in and either take the child away from an abusive or a parent who can't look after the child. And look after them.
As far as you're concerned, what do you say? What would you say a child has a right to in the UK?
In the UK, children have the right to live in an environment where they have food, a house, warmth, shelter. They don't have to go to work. In fact, children are required to stay at school now until they're 18. Not to be hurt by people. To have a happy, healthy life.